Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
And to you as well, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm very good. What about you?
Oh, I am blessed, and I hope the day remains that way for you. The weekend as well, the station and Barbados in general. Mm-hmm. Today, I wish to make mention to Barbados and to our government and the departments that right here in St. James, there is a public entrance that is sandwiched between Tamarind Cove and Treasure Beach from the road to Gorumbee. And Treasure Beach wall, they built a wall along the beachway, and that wall is projecting, let's say, almost down in First Gut, if you want to put it that way, if you know what First Gut is all about, away down the beach. And the wall is high. It collapsed about two or three times, and they rebuilt it. And what has happened is, they have not only put a lot of boulders below the wall to help secure it from the sea undermining again, but they have a little walkway on top of the wall. There is no side thing to hold on to, but that thing is very mossy and very dangerous. Had two persons fall on it already. Tourists has to travel that beach. And locals. I would like to have Coastal or whoever looks after that, this area, this beach, to have one of their officers or someone to look and see what we're talking about. It's dangerous. And not only that, seeing that it's a public entrance and tourists walk on it, it can hurt somebody very seriously. Well, I understand about two persons fell on it already.
That's not just if tourists, people in general.
In general, it needs to be looked at. Treasure Beach were cleaning it, you know, they put stuff on it and wash it all, but they sense the hotel was closed. Now you understand that. The guy that was doing it claimed that the stuff that he was putting on it is bothering him, his thickness and whatever else. It needs to be looked at. It's dangerous, much too dangerous. That's the first thing I want to make mention of. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, I'm concerned about the lack of intellectual immaturity with some of us that we have. Now, and I'm saying that from the point of view of, I understand that a long-term standing member of the Democratic Labour Party, which is Mr. George Pilgrim, I think that's his name, that was just running for the presidency of the Democratic Labour Party where Mr. DePisa had won. I understand that he is left now and crossed the floor or whatever. And I think that, now, that's why you see women very often in Barbados get down on us, or men, us as men, and say that we're not mature enough. And I believe that if you are voting for a position, whether it be for a woman or against a woman or whoever else, and it happens to win or beat you, that does not or should not diminish your ability to continue or to work with that person who have beaten you. It doesn't. When you pick up your foot and you run or you cross and go somewhere else, it gives Barbadian the clear view of your lack of maturity. That is my view. And these things happen because of downright selfishness. Now, I want to say a second thing. I want to admire Miss Motley very much, and I want to equate her position with Mr. Clyde Maskell's own, when they were both. Mr. Maskell was the leader of the Democratic Labour Party at that time. And when the people said they preferred Mr. Thompson to come back and lead the party, Mr. Maskell just left and started to say some things that he should use some strong words and so on. And he left. An intellectual man. Now, when you compare that situation to Mr. Motley with Mr. Arthur, when Mr. Arthur came back and he took back the leadership. What did Miss Morty do? She never said, against him. She never rebelled against him, but she remained within the party. And even though Mr. Arthur had sidelined her, I thought, wasn't communicating with her, I sat in the corner what she had said. She never left. She never said one nasty word or anything against him. It shows the intellectual maturity in the woman as against the other persons who picked up his foot and ran. And if you cannot stand up as a man and learn to reason and to take when some person prefers you over another, it shows a weakness on your part. Very weak and immature. And I'm concerned about these kinds of happenings in our country, regardless of where it's coming from.
No, I was just saying that also reminds me of a quote, when they throw me to the wolves, I come back leading the pack.
That is right.
She certainly is leading the pack.
And I'm saying to you, even though whether she may do things that I may have art against or speak about, does not mean that I don't appreciate her. Does not mean that she's not still the leader of Barbados and who I would say is mighty, because if she, when I say mighty, I mean my political leader, sir, because what if she said 3 cents more for bread? I got to pay whatever thing she put in place, I have to. But that doesn't mean everything she do that I'm going to lay it down and roll over and play it dead and say, fine, hallelujah. Listen, Solomon has not been resurrected. And Solomon himself did a lot of nonsense himself. The Bible said that. You see? So I'm saying to you that
Can I stop you for a second? Did you mention something to do with George Pilgrim crossing over the floor? Because that is not accurate. I'm just saying WhatsApp.
When I say cross the floor, I don't mean in Parliament. I'm saying, but he left the party. Let's put it that way.
George Pilgrim left the party. He did not cross over to anyone, as far as I know.
Well, eventually he left and gone or whatever. That's where it's going to happen.
How do you know that?
But the point is, the point that I'm putting to you is, if you are going to, listen, if you were married to a man and just left your house and gone somewhere, well, you don't know where you're going?
Well, he could have gone to the shop. He could have gone with the boys. He could have gone with another woman. He could have gone away.
Right, but you don't know. But the point is this, that you know what would have influenced it, because then something would have happened between you and him. And
could be a number of factors, sir.
Yeah, but the point is,
I'm going to have to correct you because someone has messaged me here. It is not fair to say. Well, you did correct it that you don't know, but for you to say that this is where he's going, he left the party and he did not say where he was going and why.
Look, Miss, ma'am, I'm saying to you, after as many years that he has been there, could there? He just tried to run for St. John. He's still a man that is able and energetic to work. That's what I'm dealing with.
I just got a problem with people saying was in another person's mind, and you know.
No, but I'm not saying what it is, mine. I'm not saying what it is, mine.
But you told me where he's going to end up.
I'm not saying what it is, mine. Hey, if he's gone, he's gone. But he ain't going to home to sit down and fold the arms, for sure.
But
he's still energetic. Neither do you. So he's not energetic.
I know. I'm not saying what he's gone to. I'm just saying that don't know. Neither
but
do
the point
you.
Is, I'm not getting into that. All I'm saying is maturity is important. Mm-hmm. And you can work together for the same purpose, towards the same goal. It's not me because then you and whoever it is in your house will have a different, that you can just pack your bag and walk away. That doesn't, because then we can have a difference of opinion. Look, all households, whether husbands or wives, have their differences. But those who stand for it and stick it and to show the differences, that's where your maturity comes out. This shows where you are growing. This shows where you are maturing. Because then you can have an opinion and I can have one. Both of us can have one. But we can agree to disagree, whichever way you want to put it. But yet, still, we're still working together. Because we're a family.
Correct.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Down to Brass Tacks, 11:46. We're soon going to take a break for the regional roundup. You are on the air.
Good morning, Miss Aid. How are you today?
I'm very good. What about you?
I'm very good since I hear you. I speaking for my neighbor in St. Philip before it get to the meter a week ago. Mm-hmm. I called Barbados Water Authority, and up to this morning, no one come to fix it. And I mean, a lot of water racing, and some people and the rest of the district can't get water. What do you think about that? Poor service, poor management, poor supervisor, poor authority.
Where exactly is it? Give us the address again.
Duncan St. Philip Cross Pilgrim Road.
What road?
Pilgrim Road.
Pilgrim Road. Yeah. Duncan St. Philip. So it's before you get to the meter, coming into the house.
Yeah, first before it gets to be, and a lot of water racing.
And did you speak to customer service? You said you called?
Yes, okay. To take the message, to give a reference number and something. Mm-hmm. Up to no one come.
Not quite sure why they give a reference number. It doesn't make sense. Not sure why they give a reference number if it's not going to be fixed. I mean, but anyway,
so
I know they listen.
On?
I know they listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to make an appeal, and you just did, to the BWA to kindly have this repaired in a timely manner. We're wasting water. And, of course, you know we don't want to in the situation that we're all in. Again, like I said, I know that they're listening. So hopefully before the end of business today, it sounds like a burst pipe, but I don't know. It could be a burst main, I don't know, but whatever it is.
No, it burst before.
On the blue pipe?
On the blue pipe.
Well, it's a burst pipe. So BWA, no need to send the wrong crew for this one. Send the right crew, the burst pipe crew, and not the burst main crew, so that you can get it fixed.
Another thing I want to speak about, a private person, them working for 40 hours a week, but I guess they only pay for 32.
Okay, whatever happened to
them. What do you think about it?
I don't know what the situation is, you know, if it's...
It's a hotel workplace, but I'm not going to call the name.
No, don't, but I don't know if an arrangement was made to...
Yeah, but they have to work 40 hours, but they only get paid for 32.
No, but I don't know what... If it was done without the person's knowledge or people agreeing, I don't know. If it wasn't, then it's wrong, because obviously you owe the person. And if you had a discussion at the hotelier, had a discussion with the workers, this is what was going to happen, and you agreed, well, then if that's what you agreed to, but again, I won't be able to respond due to lack of information.
But they only get him paid for 32.
Again, I don't know what was agreed. I don't know what was agreed, so I can't wait in.
Some treat in there, I think so.
I just think in general, you know, when it comes to work, I don't like unfair practices, and I think that a lot of people get taken advantage of. I find that especially people who are yes people, when I say that, when they know you can do it and you're not going to say no, they take advantage of you. And the sad part is the people that don't work, the people that got a lot of what we majors would call a lot of mouth, you know, and rude, are the people who get promoted. Are the people who get paid probably even more money. I find the kind people, I don't know if I could compare it to the story of Jesus and Barabbas where they said, kill Jesus and free Barabbas. I don't know if that's that kind of thing going on where those who are bad, you know, sometimes get rewarded. It appears that way. I'm sure it's not really what it is in the end. But sometimes it could leave you feeling a little disappointed that people are taken advantage of because they're nice. And some of them don't know better. And and people can shove a lot of things down their throat for them to buy into, make a lot of promises to. But the workers, there's some workers, whether it's government or private, horrible, don't go to work, don't perform. And it seems
to
always get...
No,
but I'm saying that... Right, but yet there might be somebody now who don't perform, etc., that getting better wages and getting treated well by the boss. You know, sometimes that happens and it can be pretty irritating.
During the break, I received a phone call on my cell phone from a very concerned mother. She has her son living in Licorice Village for a number of years. She used to live there. And she moved out because there was no water connection. Her son is still there. He's not well. And she's making a public plea. She didn't want to call the show, but she tried with the BWA to find out if they can get a water connection. Now, I know from past knowledge of being there that there are certain zones, and Licorice Village happens to be in a zone one, and it makes it very difficult for water connections. However, there are persons living in that area that received water connections after that individual, and some individuals living there, some persons got, some persons didn't get. And if it's a zone one, we understand, but why then some and not others? Is it that it's a quota of like 100 and you're not exceeding that number? But we know that we are in a coronavirus environment. You know, we're in a pandemic. What can we do? What can you do, BWA, about this situation? I know you made an announcement a few months ago before the minister's change under Wilfred Abrams, Minister Abrams, that you can get water connections now. You don't have to own the land. That you make an application and you pay a little bit more money in the deposit and you're going to get water. That's fine. But the people living in Licorice Village, they need some help. The ones without water, they need some help. You know, so we, and that gentleman is not well. And he's in his 40s and he's not well. And he has no access to running water. What can you do to help? So I'm putting that out there to you, BWA. I do have all plans for calling, reaching out after the show, because it's not only that person, it's more than one. But what is the plan for Licorice Village regarding the water situation if we have some health concerns out there right now? And for this particular individual, I should say, there's a health challenge. They need your help.